The desire to create is one of the deepest yearnings of the human soul. We each have an inherent wish to create something that did not exist before. The more you trust and rely upon the Spirit, the greater your capacity to create.
I'm Nancy Hansen, and this is Everything Creative. This program explores a wide range of creative ideas, talents, and experiences through interviews and group discussions. Join us today as Pearl Wilding interviews her daughter, Rhonda Coombs.
Welcome, welcome to Everything Creative. I am Pearl Wilding, and I have with me today my daughter. Her name is Rhonda Coombs.
Thank you, Mom.
I want them to know you a little bit like I know you. With the hardships you went through, and yet you're such a happy, wonderful person. Do you want to tell me about your childhood?
Yeah, Mom, that'd be great, because a lot of the creativity that I have learned over the years has been through what I learned at home. Daddy used to tell us that we could do anything if we tried. And if we tried it once and didn't like it, that was fine. But that we could learn to do anything if we tried. And he was kind of a jack of all trades, and he would try. He was a plumber. He did excavating with a big truck, dump hole, backhoe, loader. He was a plumber and could fix just about anything. Taught me how to fix cars. I can change my own oil. I can the old fan belts. He taught us how to use a nylon stocking to work as a fan belt on the vehicles when we'd break down out on the highway because there was nothing for miles and miles. And nobody would come along, so he taught us to be self-sufficient and to be able to do what we needed to do to change a tire or change our own oil. I can do just about anything on car maintenance because of Dad. And we didn't have a lot of money. And so to give to each other at Christmas, we had to be creative. I remember one year getting $1 a piece for giving at Christmas. So I had $1 for each one of my family members. So that meant we each got $7, $8, because there were 7 kids and 2 parents. And so if we each got $1 a piece. And at that time, that was still a lot of money when you figure that there was 7 kids and we each got $8. That was quite a bit for them to come up with. But I remember thinking about what I would like to do with that money and about the gifts that I gave. And that was one of the best Christmases we ever had, was because there just wasn't anything else. And it was a lot of fun. Good memories about my childhood. Grew up in Idaho, out in the middle of nowhere, as I said. It was about 45 miles to the nearest grocery store, to the nearest theater. I didn't ever even go to a movie until I was well into my teens. So we were farm kids, and we learned to survive on the farm.
Thank you very much, Rhonda. That brought back memories to me, too. Can you tell me about your teenage years?
Well, from the time I was just little, I wanted to be a nurse. And I remember wanting it even as early as 4 or 5. And, you know, being very, very amazed by God's creations and by animal life and the way they reproduced and the way babies were born. When you're on a farm, you learn that kind of stuff very young. And so when Mother, all of us kids were in school, she went back and got her LPN license. And I thought, no, Mama can't do that before I get to be a nurse. That was my idea. But so I've always known that that's nursing was what I wanted to go into, healthcare. And when I was 14, I started to go in with Mother into the LDS hospital in Idaho Falls, and I worked as a candy striper for 2 years. And then as soon as I turned 16 and could get a job, I've worked ever since in the nursing field, except for a very short time when my kids were real small. So that's something I've always wanted to do and have been able to accomplish that and love it and grow from it.
It's made many people happy because of your attitude, your wonderful personality. People love you, and you've been a good nurse. Tell us about your having your children.
Well, I have 4 sons. My second son, when he was 2 weeks old, passed away. And raising the 3 boys was very challenging, to say the least. I remember one summer, my oldest changing shoe sizes 3 times in one summer. And I thought, there's no way I'm going to be able to keep up with these boys. When they were teenagers, they just grew so fast, and they were such a challenge. But there's been nothing better than my boys. They are just a true blessing to me. And raising them, I had to use a lot of that creativity because they went through clothing so fast. I learned to sew. My friend and I would go to the stores and try on dresses, and then whatever fitting dress or the way it looked on us, we would go and find the pattern and buy material and go home and sew it together. That was a lot of fun. We did that for years. We just made a lot of different clothes for our boys. She had 5 boys and I had 3. We learned to make T-shirts and jeans and I could do just about anything on a sewing machine. I had a really good teacher. Her name was Sister Furness, and she taught me home economics. And I remember I was scared to death of that woman, but she did the best job to teach me how to sew. And then in my last year of school, I was an aide for her freshman's, a student aide in her class. And so she really did teach me a lot, and I've used that sewing so much through the years. Unbelievable amount. But, yeah, I dress those boys all the time they were growing up until they got big enough that they got a little picky and didn't want homemade clothes anymore. So,
That's wonderful, Rhonda. You even use that sewing here at home, and we appreciate that.
Oh, thank you.
You've made curtains. And
we've just moved into a new home, and I've made most of the curtains or altered them to fit the windows the way that I wanted them to do, and made our home ours so that it's not like everybody else's, it's ours.
When you were raising your family, you had some heartaches.
Well, the biggest heartache and the hardest one was when I lost that little boy, and it was knowing that he was perfect and that I would again see him that made it possible for me to go on at that time, because that was very, very difficult. My marriage was not a good marriage, and so I needed the gospel to strengthen me, and it truly did. It truly did.
Do you want to tell us about your mission?
Yes. When I got a divorce and come back to Idaho and lived for several years while my boys were teenagers, I felt like I had to come to Idaho so that, because they were dating and where we were living back east, there was no LDS population, and I wanted those boys to be able to date LDS girls. And so that was my main purpose of coming back to Idaho, and for the boys to finish high school there, and which they all did. And they've all married very sweet daughter-in-laws. I'm very, very fortunate. But that's while they were growing up without a companion, I had a hard time because they were teenagers. It's hard to raise children on your own, especially teenagers. And they were such a handful that I wondered if we'd ever live through it. But we all did. And after that, I decided that I needed to, Mother kept saying, you need to come on a mission. You need to come on a mission. So I put in papers. My ward in Ashton, Idaho, helped me so much. And I put in papers, and my calling came, and it was to Vienna, Austria. And I was just thrilled. I was supposed to learn German. And then they found out that I had some health problems and changed my mission to Salt Lake City. And I was brokenhearted. I figured that Salt Lake City, but I realize now how blessed and how wise that decision was, because I've been able to be close to Mother, which I haven't been able to be for years. And so I was able to be close to Mom again and realize that she needed somebody with her. And so when I finished my mission, we bought a home here in Salt Lake and moved in together. And then it was in the little ward here in Salt Lake that my husband came as a service missionary. And I met, he was an inter-city service missionary for our ward, and that's the way I met him. And so it was a blessing beyond measure. It was a wonderful blessing.
That's true. And then tell us about Fernie, if you can.
We call her Fernie. It's Mother's sister. And when I was on my mission, Mother and I had rented an apartment together because we had two separate apartments and we were wearing the carpet out between them. So we decided to rent an apartment together. And about that same time, Fern came on her mission. Now, this is Mother's little sister. She is 14 years younger than Mother. And she came, and there was three of us in a two-bedroom apartment. Mother and Fern shared a room, and we had one bathroom between three women. It was something else. But she lived with us and served a year mission and has then went back to Washington. She's from Washington State. And she... About, I guess it's been 3 years now this spring, she came back to serve a mission again, and she has been living with us ever since then. So we call her Fernie, and she's part of our family, and we love her to pieces.
We certainly do. Rhonda, when anything goes wrong, anything in the house, in the yard, we have to call, Rhonda, please come fix it.
The TVs, too.
Yes.
These girls have such a hard time with DirecTV, being able to manage the buttons, but we get it. Yeah, I think that comes back to where Daddy taught me. I can fix lawnmowers. Like, you know, if it's a piece of... carpentry needs to be done.
The plumbing,
everything. I will attempt tiling. I've done tiling. I've done just about anything that you can think of. I love to paint, although I haven't had a lot of time to continue with that work. I would at some point like to, they say there's a time and a season, at some point I'd like to do some more painting. I love to cook. That's my relaxation. Sewing also helps me relax. I will, just like anything else in the cooking, I will try anything once. And I've gotten to know my spices and how they blend and what to use the spices to use to flavor the different dishes. I don't have recipes for most of everything that I cook. I just cook it, and when it tastes like I want it, then it's done. And
we eat it.
Yeah. That's my problem. I like food, but I love to cook. I love to make bread. I love to make different artisan-type breads. I'm very good at it. For the first time in my life, I have a new KitchenAid that has been a plus to help me so that I don't spend 20 minutes just kneading bread. So that's wonderful. My sewing, I do a lot of mending for other people. If they say, I need this mended, I don't have anybody to mend it, or I usually take that on.
I did a lot
for when we were downtown, the elders would come to our house all the time. My husband was the mission leader in our ward, and we always had the elders in my house, and you wouldn't believe how many pairs of pants I sewed up, or haircuts that I gave. That's another thing. I cut hair. Just whatever's needed, I've been able to do. When you raise three boys they had blonde hair, blonde, just white. And every time I took them to a barber or anything, they left scissor marks in their hair. You could see every place that they had cut. And so I learned to cut hair so that they didn't have scissor marks in their hair. So Yeah. I think that the Lord gave us the opportunity to learn and to be creative in whatever we do. And if we'll just attempt to do it, it's amazing what you can do. It is amazing what you can do. But I think most people are afraid to try.
Tell us, Rhonda, about our new ward.
Oh, the ward that we're in Saratoga Springs is the Saratoga 5th Ward. It has been the first day that I went, it was like coming home. They are just a fabulous ward with so much talent and love. Unbelievable. They, the things that the ladies do are just so helpful. Everybody knows how busy I am, and we have a very sweet, dear visiting teacher that brings us a meal once a month just to give me a break. And we find cookies and bread on my doorstep, and just it's been a wonderful change for us. The whole move has been, it's where we're supposed to be. It's where the Lord put us.
They gave you a job. What job did they give you?
Well, as well as being a ward missionary, they gave, I am the visiting teacher coordinator. And my goodness, but you know what? What a blessing. I have learned so many sisters' names, and I'm putting faces to them, and it's just been a huge blessing to be able to do that organization and to be able to love the sisters and learn about each one and their lives. And we just completed our visiting teacher interviews, and it was an amazing opportunity to learn about each one of the sisters in the ward. And I think we're given that gift as women to be able to nurture and love each other.
Rhonda, you've done so many things and done them so well. We'd like to know how you've helped these ladies be creative. You are so creative and you're so happy and helpful. Have you done it?
I think you're a little prejudiced, Mama, but we'll talk about it. You know, like this morning I went visiting teaching before I came, and my little partner just took a shopping list and with a magnet on the back to stick on the fridge, and she put a little note on it for our ladies so that they knew to call us, and had it right on that little pad so that they had it on their fridge, on their shopping list, and could call us each if they needed us, which was absolutely wonderful. I'm just getting started in that calling, but I think just organizing the groups and being able to put the list together and to find sisters that help and match each other. We were able to put you with a very wonderful, sweet lady that doesn't mind helping you.
She says that I'm her grandma.
Yes, and she takes a hold of you and takes you out the door and keeps you safe while you're out there so you don't fall down. And I just appreciate her greatly. To be able to match the sisters with somebody that they love and cherish and the sisters they go to love each other and to be able to find ideas for them to take out, just putting papers together for when we did our visiting teacher interviews, finding poems that would be suitable, that to me is just a lot of fun. I taught scouting for years and years and years. In fact, I trained wood badge leaders, people that did wood badge courses years ago. And just having a cub pack, boy, I'll tell you what, those are some of the most creative people that ever lived, to be able to contain an 8 to 10-year-old and keep them occupied and not running through the church or tearing up the community. That is, I take my hat off to those people, because I did it a lot of years, and it finding stuff to keep them busy and crafts, birdhouses and cars and songs. Oh, that's one of my favorite. We sang all kinds of songs. I taught them. And I taught my boys lots of songs, too. Not a good singer, but we sang for the fun of it. And we still, even now when we're traveling, I sing those little nursery rhymes and scouting songs as we drive, because it's just a fun thing to do. Mm-hmm. And I remember Mother singing to us. You used to sing songs as we drove in the car, and I loved that.
Yeah, we lived a long ways out
from anything.
It was fun.
It really was fun. It was a lot of fun.
None of us sang very well, but we tried.
We had fun, didn't we, Mama?
Yes.
Yeah. So there's been, and I think to be able to do creative things without a lot of expense is very is something that we must all do as members of the church, in using our funds through the gospel wisely, the funds that we are given. And so that has always been a fun challenge, but it takes a lot of creative activities to keep people happy. Yes. And to keep me happy.
I love
doing things with my hands. If I walk into a room, spatial, I can see things in my mind's eye of how they need to be placed in a room, and that is very easy for me to do. I don't have to measure it. I just know if it'll go in there, and that also is a gift that I have, that I can put a room together and have it look like I want it to and have it look nice.
I think this is wonderful, because our Heavenly Father has blessed you with many, many gifts.
Yes, he has. It's hard to admit, and it shouldn't be, but it is. It's a little uncomfortable to admit that I have been given so much talent, because then people think that I need to do it, and so you kind of hold back, and you don't want people to think you're boasting. But I think being creative in the way that I have been, the gifts that I have been given, creativity comes very easy for me. And that's a joy. It really is. Maybe that's why I'm happy, Mom.
I think so. You have a testimony of the gospel. I want to hear that.
You're going to make this hard, aren't you? I do have a testimony of the gospel. And when you realize what life would be without that gospel. It's very, very difficult. When I was married the first time, his family weren't members of the church. And I remember when his grandfather and his uncle died just a week apart. And not even that long. I think it was 2 days. And they had their funerals together. And I remember the preacher standing up there and the saying, you know, these two men were good men, but we'll never see them again. How final that type of concept was to me. And I was very pregnant at the time, and I went home, and I bawled, because it just seemed like they just didn't have the joy that we have in knowing that we can be together and that there is life after death. And that has been, people have always asked me why I'm so happy. And I say to them, what have I got to be sad about? Because I've been given so much to be happy about. And it's a good thing. The gospel is a good thing, dear. It is a good thing.
That's why I love you so much.
Oh, thank you. I would like to bring up some of my nursing skills, because I think that's a huge part of my creativity, is being able to handle the stress, being able to find ways to make my patients comfortable, to make them happy, to relieve the stress and the pain in their lives. So many lives are just so totally changed. And I am able, in the work that I do, to be able to bring relief, comfort, and joy to so many people. And what a gift that is, to be able to do that. I work on a neuro rehab unit, and it is work with spinal cord injuries, traumatic brain injuries, strokes, and lives are completely changed by those incidents. A life can be changed in a moment with a flick of a steering wheel, with a mistake. Mm-hmm. Yes. And to repair and to help people achieve their highest potential at that difficult time, I think is a huge blessing and a huge gift. And I pray that I'll always be able to do my best to help in the way that I am functioning as a nurse and as a daughter of our Father in heaven.
Thank you, dear. Tell us some things that you would like to accomplish now.
And in the future?
Yes.
Let's see. Right now, I am still sewing drapes for the house. There is still all the upstairs windows in the family room and on the stairwell, in my bathroom, that still need curtains. And so I will be working on them for the next little while. In fact, my sewing machine is sitting on the table, on the dining room table in the house, and so I've got a lot to do there. I love gardening, and because we've just moved into a new home, there is a lot of, I'm going to make a rose garden in the front for Mother, I've planted some fruit trees. I've got flower gardens around the back. So we've already been very busy in the gardens, but we've got a lot left to do. So I've got to finish those drapes and work on the gardens. And
the gardens are a big thing, too, because we have lots of gardens.
We've never had a place to really have a nice garden, so we've got a huge area that we can make into garden. Also, with Easter coming, one of my Easter favorites is hot cross buns, so I will be making them in the next couple of days. That's a lot.
We always, when the grandkids were around, we would roll Easter eggs.
Yes.
And I have never heard of rolling Easter eggs.
Yeah, we find a big hill and roll the eggs down the hill and watch them. Yeah, you got a dollar if it went down without breaking. Anyway, all the kids love doing that. They'd roll the eggs down the hill and then roll after them. So yeah, it's a fun time. My long-term goals, I plan on working for at least another 10 years. I would like to. And then as far as anything else, maybe I can go on a mission again.
That would be nice.
Yeah, it's busy time for me right now, though, with you and Fernie and keeping you guys well.
I know. I'm 94 and still soon be 95. So I guess I am a problem.
No, Mother, you've never been a problem. But, and besides, you're so good, still serving the Lord at 95. We're a very, very blessed family.
We are a very, very missionary family, and I'm grateful for that.
Yes, and my husband's family is extremely involved in missionary work, and so we're just very, very blessed.
Rhonda, why do all the things you do make you happy?
When I see something that I've created or accomplished, I love to quilt. I love to embroider. When I see those things done and on a bed, it's absolutely the best feeling. And to see my grandbabies wrapped up in a quilt that I've made, to see the faces when something, a gift that is homemade, has been created, the faces that just radiate with that love and that kindness, knowing that you've made something for them is wonderful.
Makes you happy.
It does make me happy. My work makes me happy.
Yes.
I love what I do. And there's not a lot of people that can say they love what they do or that they're content with what they're doing, and I am very content in what I do. I don't mind going to work. I mean, sometimes I'm tired, and I drag myself in there, but I always love my patients and what I do and how I can help them. And the gospel makes me happy. The gospel makes us so happy. I remember one time somebody saying, the gospel is so hard to live. And I thought, no, it's so easy to live because it makes you happy. It's just so grateful for it.
Oh, thank you very much. I am so glad that you're happy.
Thank you.
Rhonda, we are so happy that you are here today and that you given us ideas about creative things and creative work that will make you happy. And so we're grateful to you for that. I am happy. I have always been happy. And so it makes me happy that you're happy. I am Pearl Wilding, and I am 94 and will be 95 in a month. I work in the family history mission, and I have worked there for about 14 years because I've loved it. I am glad to get out of bed each morning and be able to go and do the work that makes me happy.
You have been listening to an interview between Pearl Wilding and her daughter, Rhonda Coombs.